Welcome to This Fringy Life, a series of podcasts about the 2010 Vancouver International Fringe Festival, celebrating spontaneous, surprising, and remarkable pieces of theater. This Fringy Life is produced by CITR 101.9 FM and is available on the web at CITR.ca and VancouverFringe.com.
I'm Adam Janusz, and on this episode of This Fringy Life, I follow Shanda, our fringe goer from episode 3, around Granville Island to capture her raw reactions to 4 fringe plays, including Framed, Escape Artists, and Seven Samurai.
All right, so we've just seen Framed at the Playwrights Center, and now I'm sitting here with Shanda Walters. And Shanda, what are your raw feelings at this moment?
I'm a little bit sad and disheartened.
Really?
And frustrated.
Okay, and so we saw, give us a little quick synopsis of the show.
The show starts with a lovely clown running about the stage searching for happiness. He builds himself a house, he creates a little environment, and then discovers that he's sad because he's missing a special someone. So one of the reasons that I'm a little bit sad about the show is that I never felt like either clown was really present with us. You know, the first clown asked us questions, we answered, and he ignored our responses. And the show kind of went on like that. I felt like if you're going to be trying to engage the audience, you shouldn't also then ignore us. You know, I'm sitting there thinking, he can't see, the lights are on, he's talking to me, he's looking at me, but he can't see me. And after a while, I just felt like ignored. You know, and I was like, don't ignore me. You ask me questions, talk to me. I'm right here. I am present with you. Could you please be present with me? And that's not really what the audience should be saying to the performer. The performer should be saying that to the audience.
So on a scale of rolling on the floor in a convulsion, in sadness and disgust, versus wanting to hug the artist and cry with them in joy, where would you place that show?
You know, they weren't bad. They weren't bad. They just needed to have, they needed to breathe, be present with us, and go. You know what happened is it felt like the show was a bit rote. It felt like now we do this, now we do this, now we do this, because we've done it before. And the last time I did it, I had this feeling, which then led me to this conclusion. But in this particular performance of this show, I don't think they ever really let themselves feel the thing to its full extent, which then would take them to the next action. And so, you know, they didn't feel their feelings. I don't know. I didn't feel like they were really feeling the feelings deeply enough to take them on to the next moment. And then nowhere in that did they share whatever feelings they were having with us, the audience, which I think fringe goers know enough about clown that that's what their expectation is.
Okay, so we're walking down the street away from the Playwright Center now, and Shanda's reaction has now escalated. What are you feeling now?
Well, they asked us questions and didn't listen to our answers, and that's what I was saying. Like, how dare they ignore the audience? They're clowns. Like, we were present. We wanted to play, and they did not want to play with us. Not fair.
All right, so now we're in the Fringe Bar, and we're sitting down and having a beverage, and Shanda has some final thoughts.
Well, now my sadness is turning from just being disheartened into frustration and anger, because they had all the skills they needed to do that show, and for whatever reason, they chose not to be present in the moment with us. And, you know, that kind of pisses me off, because they could have done it, and they didn't. And I think that was perhaps, you know, a little bit lame and a little bit fearful of them. You're going to do clown? You go for it.
Cowardly.
Yes, it was cowardly. But because they were lovely people and they didn't have to do that. They could have done that other show in my head when I watched it. It was a way better show. They could have done that. And they didn't.
That show. That was a good show.
All right. So, yeah, just go for it.
That was a good show. That was a really good show.
It was quite a nice show. We just came out of Escape Artists 2. Which is in the fire escape near the cement factory or whatever it's called, and we're feeling positive.
I really, really, really enjoyed watching the actors because they were engaged. They were looking at us. They were aware of us, but doing their work. I thought that particularly, I found myself watching the person who was not speaking all the way throughout the show. I never watched the speaker. I was watching the amazing reactive listening in the moment work from their acting partner.
Yeah, they were very confident being right up against us.
Oh, yeah, I know. The woman was standing right in front of me, and I was just staring at her and, you know, not trying to hide that fact in any way, but she was just doing her work, and I loved that. That made me really happy.
So on a scale of hugging the artist and crying or convulsing with anger and pain?
I don't feel like I need to hug them, but I'm pretty certain I will, when I see them next, tell them that I thought they were really lovely and thank them for bringing their work into the world.
All right, so we have just walked out of the second part of Escape Artists. This time it was Escape Artists 1. And we're walking down the street and digesting. What do we think, Chanda?
Well, I think, to be fair, I'm not their demographic. Okay. They're not looking for someone who's seen a lot of theater and who has read a lot of plays and who maybe they're looking for some high school kids, right? I'm 42, happily married. I've been through a lot of stuff. There was nothing original about that show. There was nothing that I've seen all of that before. And it was really disappointing because the venue was original and they were trying to work the concept. But there's nothing there. But it was executed well. They had skill. They were doing their work. They were even engaging us, you know, at times. But it was boring, and I was bored. And it's really bad to have a show about escaping when your audience wants to escape.
Okay. 7x1 Samurai. We just got out of that show. It's starting to drizzle, and we are all abuzz.
Ha! Now that was a play. Oh my goodness, it was lovely and delightful, and he works so hard up there. Did you see that? He was sweating. He was exhausted. He was like, his heart was pounding. What a performer. He's amazing. He's fabulous.
The man was on a bare stage with only 2 masks and played how many characters?
Hundreds. I think hundreds.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And the story vaguely was sort of a revenge tale where... A lowly peasant seeks the help of samurai to avenge the plundering of some baddies.
Yeah, it was fabulously distinct. Even his mob characters were clear. You could absolutely tell what was going on.
And not a lot of words either.
I think he might have spoken about 12 English words.
Right, in the course of an hour.
Yeah.
And yet we were wildly entertained.
Oh, and riveted. Absolutely riveted. The theater was silent because we wanted to soak up every single bit of what he had to say.
Would you want to hug him?
You know, here's the thing. I'm so impressed with him, I might be a bit tongue-tied upon approaching. I might not be able to hug him, and also, I think he's probably really sweaty.